This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 1, written by Kurt Sellis. What's in a name? From Matthew 6. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. In Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet, Juliet asks, what's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. She's certainly right. The person we love is far more valuable than his or her name. Still, names are important. Names today don't reveal much about us, but names in Bible times often did. For example, Adam's name comes from the Hebrew noun Adama, meaning ground or earth. People are truly earthlings. Throughout the Bible, names tend to reveal something about the person they name. If the names of the people in the Bible reveal something important, how much more do the names of God, the main actor in all of Scripture? God has graciously stooped to reveal himself to us. He reveals his personality and character through his actions and his names. This month, as we look at God's names in the Old and New Testaments, we learn who he is by reflecting on the meaning of his names. Learning God's names challenges us to take him seriously in all areas of our lives, so that as Jesus taught us, we can pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.